traveling has always been my pleasure. Seeing things I've never seen before. Eating foods that I have never tasted. Meeting people walking on the shore.
Bruce Livosi grew up in Arizona, but traveled often. He finally settled on East Tennessee, and he says he was blown away by Tennessee's beauty.
And the Grand Canyon has no other equal. The waters of the ocean hold a special place for me. But I would rather live my life close to the Smoky Mountains. In western Appalachia, known as Southeast Tennessee.
In fact, he says it was an amazing culture shock moving from Phoenix, Arizona, a huge metropolitan area, to Bradley County, a much smaller place. And that inspired him to write songs.
It used to be for a long time I had writer's block with lyrics, and I wrote plenty of instrumental tunes, but no words. I just wasn't inspired. And like I said, when we moved out here, that all changed.
What changed was he met new people. The friendly attitude of Southerners inspired him to write songs about his new neighbors.
We rented a storage unit for a while to put our stuff in when we moved here. And the people said, they told us before we got there, they said, well, if you want a fried bologna sandwich when you get here, we'll be happy to make one, you know. And then when I was filling out the forms for the storage unit, I said, when's the thing due? When's the payment due? And she said, well, it's due on the 1st, but if you don't pay us for a couple of months, we'll give you a call and see what's wrong. In Phoenix, if you're a day late on your storage unit payment, they slap a lock on it. You know what I mean? It's just, people here are so open and friendly. And you can't match the beauty here in the Appalachian region, the mountains, the trees. You know, there's grass. I mean, we didn't have grass in Phoenix, Arizona. Only if it was, you know, watered daily and manicured, you know what I mean? You have to really coax grass out of, you know, the hard clay out there, you know. But the beauty also lies in the people here, and that's really what inspired me. People, like I said, people are so nice and friendly, so down to earth, and you know, you don't get that in a big metropolitan area like Phoenix.
Livosi wrote over 30 songs in a one-year period. About 11 of them are on his new CD titled Tennessee. He says the music he produces is all about the songs themselves. It's singer-songwriter style. It's not about heavily instrumented pieces.
It's, you know, me and my guitar. Maybe a couple of the songs have drums, but like only one, I think, actually has drums on the record. The rest of them are simple, me and my guitar, because it's about the people in the stories. It's not about fancy production values.
He was born in Cleveland, Tennessee. His daddy left when he was 3. His mama did the best that she could do.
Livosi wrote this song about his father-in-law. It's called The Story of His Life.
Running whiskey when he was 9, from Cleveland to the Georgia line, trying hard to make it his own way. When they caught him, they was mad. They beat him up so very bad, they left him on the roadside to die.
And he left home when he was 10 years old. He started running whiskey when he was 9. You know, he was just like, you know, what's that show on TV? They don't have it anymore, but the, you know, the guys that ran the whiskey and all that, had the fast car and all that. It was like that. It was like that. He was running whiskey from age 9. When he was a young man, he was beat up by the revenuers and left for dead on the side of the road. And eventually, he found Jesus, and he became a preacher. And, you know, it was quite a quite an interesting life he had.
Not all of Lavoisier's songs are about other people. Some are personal. One is called "Do You Have As Much Fun Sober?" Lavoisier says he was inspired to write the song after having been sober for over 16 years.
It just came to my head one day, you know, do you have as much fun sober as you did drinking with me? Because I know a lot of people that they think that drinking is all there is. That's what fun's about, is drinking. So this song popped into my head, and I guess you'd have to play it to find out really what it's about. But it's a tongue-in-cheek. It's really tongue-in-cheek. Do you have as much fun sober as you did drinking with me? Do you have as much fun sober as you did drinking with me? I can see your life's become a big catastrophe. Sitting on this bar stool, it's as plain as it can be. You don't have as much fun sober as you did drinking with me.
Some songwriters dream of making it big in the music industry and getting rich, but Lavoisier says he's not interested in money. Right now, his songs are available as free downloads on his Facebook page. Also, he says he wants to give back to his community by performing for benefit events. He does that because he feels so in tune with the area.
What I have to offer is my music. And so what I can give back, and I believe in giving back, is giving my music and my time, you know, for worthy causes, you know. I think it's important in our lives to give back to the things that have nurtured us and have lifted us up, you know. So that's why I want to give back, and that's what I can give back. And so any nonprofits out there that are interested in having me perform at a function, they can give me a call at 423-508-9390.
That was Bruce Lavoisier, also known as A Man Called Bruce, talking about his inspiration as a singer-songwriter in the Tennessee Valley. Remember, for a limited time, you can download 11 of Lavoisier's songs for free from his Facebook page. That is facebook.com/amancalledbruce. For Around and About, I am Bobby Sullivan.